Yeah, I think so. I mean, he probably is, still is. I mean, from what I've seen on film and just playing them guys, you know, four years, and I played them 8 times, they have used Ertz or, you know, Celek and other guys in order to make sure that, you know, like you said, like just kind of like Witten's the same with the Cowboys, for Romo. He's a safety net. So they use those tight ends, you know, they're reliable guys, and they have, you know, games where they catch 10, 12 balls a game just because they're reliable, they're in the passing route, and they're in the passing tree, and they're one of the first two options for the quarterback.
How much of a challenge is Sproles?
He's a challenge, man. He definitely is. He's a great guy, special teams, and that's really where he does a lot of his, you know, damage at special teams, especially the years, you know, past. This year, they're using him more in the offensive game plan. Obviously, DeMarco's not there, and I guess Matthews had some fumble issues, so I guess they've, you know, played a little bit more than usual, especially on rundown. So he's definitely somebody who we have to account for and have to be able to stop him against the run as well as the passing game.
You prepare for Sproles by chasing a chicken around the yard? I mean, he's that kind of shifty.
Yeah, he is. He's real shifty, real crafty, real quick, and he's a 33-year-old man who is out here like kind of like Steve Smith, running around with the guys who are, you know, almost half his age, and, you know, not, you know, literally, but almost, you know. But anyways, he's doing things that guys who are just coming in the league 21, 22 wish they could do.
As a linebacker, you look at Carson Wentz. I think he had over 30 completions, but only 202 yards last week. Mm. How do you defense that, knowing that he's going short a lot?
Well, I mean, that actually plays in our hands. You know, you want to go short, you know, you can have that. As a defense, you want to limit yards at the catch, obviously, and then you want to limit yards per play and limit yards per pass or per reception. And so if he's going to, you know, take 4 or 5 yards of completion, that's fine, because if we can get them to, you know, third and long situations, that's not going to cut it. Or if we can get them to behind the sticks, you know, first, second down, then we make them have to earn, you know, first down, instead of them giving them, you know, short passing plays, which put them ahead of sticks. So we just keep them off target, keep them off track, and just make sure we keep them behind the sticks and behind the yard marks that they want to gain on first, second down. Then those short, you know, passes really play in our hands more than plays on the edge.
Is this the role you envision for yourself for the defensive season?
I don't know, man. I mean, I guess. I mean, I play football, and I came here to play football, and that's what they're doing. So I mean, that's what they had me doing, playing linebacker, playing middle of Mike, I guess. I mean, so it's be. I'm really not really a Mike, but I am. But, you know, yeah.
Yeah, man, I think you're not the first. You're probably behind Johnson. It's nice linebacker. Did you expect coming in you'd be playing this much?
Yeah, I guess I did. I mean, that's what they – I guess why they brought me here, so – I would guess so.
Your skill set, the way all these, no one plays base defense, seems like anymore.
Yeah.
Like a good fit for
Yeah, and the base defense I played in the past have been different because I'm coming from 3-4 system. 4-3 is completely new. Even in college, I ran 4-3. Or 3-4, I'm sorry. And so this is completely new, but I do like the 4-3 system, especially playing Will, not Mike. And then, obviously, nickel. Everybody runs nickel and sub package. So that's something that I've done both. I played both the weak side inside linebacker and nickel and the strong inside linebacker and nickel. So both of them fit into what I've done in the past, and just I have experience at both. So it really helps me out just to be able to step into this role for this team.